You're now listening to Real Estate Journeys with Matthew Baltzell.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Matty B, a.k.a. Matthew Baltzell, and welcome back. Today, I would like to start this episode by thanking all the loyal listeners and my famous, fabulous 10 guests that have been on the show thus far. This show would not have been possible if it were not for the listener support and the guests who have been on my show. Much love to all of you. I will give you some claps. Nice sound effects, right? Yes, that's right. Thank you very much. Much love. So with today's episode, I wanted to introduce our next guest, none other than your boy, Matty B. That's right, Matthew Baltzell, the host of Real Estate Journeys. So today is going to be different in the sense that I know most podcasts have the first episode as a solo introduction and have just introduced themselves and what the podcast is all about. But I have saved that till episode number 11 because now we have a little bit of a following and I think maybe, hey, more people are listening and it's deemed appropriate to do such. So a little bit about the show is Real Estate Journeys was a podcast created for new real estate investors who are looking to grow their brand and their business. I, like many of you, have been figuring out how to either get started or to scale up your business into real estate. And that can be a hard thing to figure out when you're first starting out. I, like you, have listened to multiple other podcasts, read other books, spent money on education. I felt as though there was nobody out there that was another podcast that was a newer real estate investor bringing people on the shows, showing people how other real estate investors should develop themselves, new real estate investors should develop themselves in order to have 1,500 units, 4,000 units. It was always people that were necessarily probably who have already made it talking down to real estate investors, not really giving them actionable steps or helping them develop their business. So that's why Real Estate Journeys was developed to help you, the new real estate investor, grow your brand and your business to set new all-time highs for you. So, with that said, I will tell you a little bit about my journey. So back in 2008, 2007, I worked with my mother and I helped manage and work on and fix and flip properties. We had about 10 single family homes at the time. And what happened was we were over leveraged and we busted out and we had to basically sell properties and put them into foreclosure. After that, I went off to college, didn't think much of it, moved to California, pursued acting for a little bit. And I left the United States back in June 27th, 2016 to move to Berlin. And things didn't pan out in Berlin. And I wound up traveling the world I wound up in Thailand and fell in love with my beautiful wife, Bu. And we recently got married back in November 22nd of 2018, last year. And we will be returning to the United States at the end of this year, 2019, or the beginning of 2020. So that is my journey, but what I'm leaving out is how did I get to where I am as far as commercial real estate is concerned. So while I was living and traveling the world abroad, I was thinking of what am I good at, applying my skills, and thinking about what I want to do with my future. And along, or also like many of you, you think that real estate could be that gateway. And I started thinking I wanted to get into commercial real estate, but I didn't necessarily know how to go about doing that. I lived halfway around the world, and I did have a limited mindset belief at a certain point. So I wanted to get into commercial real estate, like I said, and I was thinking, how could I do this while I am still currently in Chiang Mai, Thailand? So I went on an expat forum and I started talking about striking up and having conversations. I just wanted to have a local meetup, right, of about real estate in the United States, which was dumb because obviously I'm not in the United States. And everybody reached out to me and said, oh, you want to talk about buying condos and property in Thailand? I said, no, I want to talk about American property. And people said, well, you should probably go to America. So that put the kibosh on that. And I felt a little defeated maybe for a week or so. And then I had a paradigm shift and I thought to myself, how can I think outside the box and really make this happen for myself? So one thing led to another and I wound up joining Bigger Pockets. And I know one thing that's always constantly mentioned in podcast episodes and you'll read online in forums is saying, hey, go to your local RIA, go to your local RIA, go to your local meetup, right? Well, when you live halfway around the world and you want to go to your local RIA meetup, that shit don't exist. Okay, I'm just going to let you know right now that don't exist. Maybe it doesn't exist if you live in the middle of Iowa or middle of Oklahoma, or you can't make it to your local RIA. So what I decided to do was I thought outside the box and I thought, what if I created a virtual meetup on Bigger Pockets? I hadn't seen any of those. I didn't even know if they existed. So I just said, I posted on there saying, hey, I want to create a virtual meetup. I know people that can't make certain meetups, but it would be great if we could all network around the United States. So I posted that and I received about 7 to 8 replies of people that wanted to join the podcast. So I thought to myself, okay, like I was excited. I was like, yo, I got some people. I ran in my room. I was like, babe, look. And so, you know, we had about 3 or 4 meetings and they were about every month. And I had people from San Francisco. I had people from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Denver, people all throughout the United States. Nobody international, but people throughout the United States. The thing about it was that when I posted in Bigger Pockets is that one of the fellow comments was from my mentor and she basically said, hey, like, I like what you're doing. You know, let me know in a month how your status is going. So I followed up with her and I said, hey, this is how's it going? This is what I'm doing. She said, great, let me know again. Another month went by, kept her informed. And from there, she basically said, well, I like what you're kind of doing. Let me put you in touch with somebody I know. At the time, I was reaching out because I reached out to her, I think, on my third follow-up. And I was curious about syndication calculators and underwriting. So she said, well, let me put you in touch with somebody that I know. So she put me in touch with the CEO of our current company, Boardwalk Wealth. Shout out to Omar Khan. You a G. I love you, baby. He is the man, and he is the lead underwriter and the CEO at Boardwalk Wealth. And he has basically taken me in underneath his wing. And now I work at the company as a real estate analyst. And I have access to deal flows. And I've learned so much in commercial real estate that I never would have learned originally if it were not for me taking the first actionable step of 1, thinking outside the box, and 2, thinking creatively and posting a virtual meetup on Bigger Pockets, which has led to where I am currently working in the United States. Well, I guess I'm in Chiang Mai, but you know what I'm saying. Working abroad for a company in the United States. And none of this would never have been possible if I never had that simple mind paradigm shift, whatever you want to call it. Okay. Mind shift, paradigm set, mindset. If I didn't think a little bit differently, it never would have happened. And one of my good friends, he would always say that little tweaks lead to big peaks. And you may be struggling and muddling around in stupor and trying to figure it out, but a little change could help you close your next deal, or a little bit of a change to the right could help you land your mentor, which can help you start and accelerate your business. But you may have to just tweak it or think just a little bit differently, because I'm here to tell you that I am nobody special. I know I've started a podcast, and I know I've been on active on Bigger Pockets, and I have a fancy looking website and blah, 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 right? I'm telling you, if I can do it, you can do it. I live halfway around the world. It's very easy, but you just have to get started and take actionable little steps and have a paradigm shift from it's not possible to thinking of what would a successful real estate investor do? What would somebody that is a successful husband, or what would somebody who is a successful teacher do, right? Just think of it in that terms. What would somebody who is successful do, right? They would send that extra email. They would think a little bit differently. They would take action. They would, you know, tell the person that they love that much better, right? Blah, 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 blah. It's a simple premise in life. What would blah, blah, blah do? Like, what would Jesus do, right? You can think of it that way. So I can do it. You can do it. If you can take anything away from this episode and my journey, is that little tweaks lead to big peaks. So get out there, take action, make it happen. I believe in you, and I appreciate you listening thus far to this episode, because I know I wouldn't be where I am today if it were not for you. So with that said, I want to end this episode on a specific new call to action. One thing that I really enjoy is I enjoy books and I enjoy learning. I enjoy real estate books. I enjoy books about self-development. I enjoy fiction. I enjoy nonfiction. I enjoy murder mysteries. I enjoy books about drugs and cartels. And shout out to Don Winslow and the Boondog Gang, all you guys. I love those books. But yeah, I enjoy books. And so one thing, one of my favorite books is called The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. And for those of you people that don't know it, it's not that dense of a read. It's about 150 to 200 pages. And it takes place, it's about a boy. His name's Santiago, and he's a shepherd. And I think he might be like a teenager, or he's a young man, something along those lines. And he basically has to leave his home. He travels to Africa, goes to Egypt, and basically he's in search of his treasure. And it basically is talking about, you know, having your calling in life and listening to your heart and following your journey. And it has been monumental in my life, and I really resonate with this story. And I actually got a tattoo on my side. The shepherd, this boy, he's Arabic. And one of the sayings in the book, it says Maktab. And Maktab basically means it is written. So, you know, the prophecy, or whatever you want to call it, it's basically saying that your destiny is already written. It's up to you to fulfill it. So I have that tattoo in Arabic on my right rib cage. And the book really, like I said, resonates a lot with me, and I think you will enjoy it. So the first five people who reach out to me on Instagram at Matthew Baltzell, MATTHEW, B as in boy, ALTZELL. Reach out to me on Instagram and message me and say, The Alchemist, I listened to this episode. I will send you that book in the continental United States for free. The first five people to reach out to me on Instagram, DM me, mention The Alchemist, and I will send you that book for free. So there you go. All right. So with that said, I'd just like to wrap this up and say thank you very much to everybody who's listened. We have some great guests coming up the next month of May. We have some people talking about cost segregation. We have some virtual assistants help talking about hiring VAs. We have some people coming on about talking about PR. We have some more syndicates coming on talking about commercial real estate. So things are really picking up and making things happen here. So listen, tune in, things are popping. Appreciate the support. And hey, if you like this, like I said, you can always go on iTunes and show some love, leave a little 5-star review. If not, well then, cool. Thank you for listening. So have a great day. Much love. Your boy, Matty B.